Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. Do you share your password with your spouse, girlfriend, or boyfriend? You're not alone. Pew Research tells us that 75% of people in committed relationships in the United States have handed over their smartphone passwords to their partners. But what happens when the romance goes south? Breaking up is hard to do, especially if you share passwords. Not to say your ex is going to go on some digital rampage, but why take the chance? So what's the best move if your ex knows your passwords? First step, no rocket science here, change all the passwords. We're talking about everything from Hulu to your email and social media accounts. Also, those subscriptions and services you both used, like Amazon Prime. And for those who went all out with smart home gadgets, thermostats, lights, security systems, garage doors, and your Wi-Fi, don't forget to update those passwords and settings too. If your ex had access, it's a good time to revoke everything. Hey, I'm giving away a brand new $1,000 PC or Mac. You can enter to win right now at commando.com/win.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's pair.com.
Now, check out this amazing call from the show. It's a real gem. Bruce in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey there, Bruce.
Hi, Kim. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Well, thank you for your call. What's going on?
Well, I before I say what's going on, I just want to tell you how many you've changed my life so many times, and I can remember two in particular when you explained about smart TVs back around 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That helped me so much, and it elevated my tech guru status within my family. And the other one is when you told us how to cut the cable. So that's been tremendous for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a big one. Now you got to make sure you're not paying more than when you did cut the cable because of all these streaming services, right?
That's true, but I'm only streaming on one streaming application.
Oh, that lucky for you, right? I wish I were you, Bruce, okay, but I'm not. So, well, how can I lend a hand today? And thank you for letting me know those stories.
Okay, well, a few weeks ago, you recommended to someone an Echo Show 10 to enhance the communication for someone who's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a 96-year-old aunt living in a retirement facility, a couple hours away, and so I'd like to do that same thing, but I'm concerned about the privacy considerations of using an Echo and just wanted to find out how you would set up one to minimize the kind of data that Amazon can collect and use without your knowledge, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's always a big concern because anytime you bring something into your home or into a bedroom, you're like, ooh, this feels a little creepy to me, right? So with the Amazon Echo Show is that, first of all, you're going to set it up so that only certain people will have access to that screen. And so maybe it's you and certain family members that will be able to drop in on your aunt, okay? Likewise is that your aunt will be able to contact certain people. And so we're going to set up a really good two-way communication there, not leave that thing just open for anybody who is in her contact list. As far as Amazon collecting all the recordings, yeah, they're going to do that. But now there are some settings that you can access through the Alexa app that allows you to set up a schedule where the recordings are actually deleted and when they're actually deleted, rather. And so you're going to adjust your privacy settings to limit how you review the recordings, how often these recordings are deleted, even without you knowing that they are being deleted, how your data is being used for marketing purposes, they say product improvement purposes. You're going to, of course, keep it updated with the latest firmware, the latest software updates, and good things like that. So I would just look at the Alexa app, go through all the settings, and there's a more button in the Alexa appers. That's the one that you're going to want to tap into, because I guess they figure that more people won't hit the more button, so we're going to hide all this stuff in there. I'm not really sure. But if you need any help, we can I can actually write this up for you, and I think we may even have it on the website already about how to make sure that your Amazon Echo speaker is locked down for your privacy and security. And so, Bruce, I put you on hold. Let's make sure that we have a good email address for you so that this way, Amber, if you just remind me, I'll give you a link to some stories to send out to Bruce. And Bruce, thank you for your call today, and really just loved hearing from you. Hey, thanks for listening. Now, if you have a tech hiccup that you want me to solve, your path is clear. Head over to Commando.com and click that email Kim link. I go through every single note. I read every single one, I promise. Now, don't be the last to know. Get the tech edge that you need in today's life. Get my free daily newsletter over at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.